Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A woman was shot while crossing the street in North Philadelphia early this morning. Police believe she was hit by a stray bullet, and another stray shot nearly hit a woman who was sleeping in her home. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
It was about 2 in the morning when cops got the call to go to 6th and Lehigh. Chief Inspector Scott Small says a 35-year-old woman had been shot in the leg.
And you could see her collapse on real-time police cameras, and she was in a lot of pain, and she was unable to get up.
Cops and medics got her to the hospital. She is expected to recover. Now, who pulled the trigger? Police aren't sure, but they say a half block away at Lehigh Avenue and Marshall Street, they found 17 spent shell casings from two different guns, the apparent scene of a shootout. Police also found out that another stray bullet pierced a window at Fairhill and Lehigh, and it just missed a woman who was sleeping.
We were very, very lucky that she was not struck by gunfire.
So far, no one has been arrested for this shooting. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
People who live near New Jersey Transit's River Line say they're worried about letting their children out to play. Riders say the stations are dirty and the trains are often late or don't show up at all. Earlier this month, a train struck a tree on the tracks, killing a train operator. And back in August, a train struck and killed a 15-year-old boy. New Jersey Transit officials heard all about it during a meeting Tuesday night. KYW's Nina Barati reports from Palmyra.
New Jersey State Senator Troy Singleton hosted Tuesday night's meeting and said the goal was for New Jersey Transit and other officials to hear from residents who use the light rail river line.
We really want to focus on the reliability of this system, the public safety aspect of some of the issues that have arisen, as well as both pedestrian and commuter safety.
In a presentation, New Jersey Transit representatives walked the crowd that was inside the Palmyra Community Center through some planned projects and improvements. Still, during public comment, residents explain some of their frustrations.
It is never standard. It is always stressful.
Palmar Station is disgusting. It needs to be cleaned.
Many who took the microphone spoke on safety. Earlier this month, train conductor Jessica Haley was killed and more than 20 people were hurt from a tree that was on the tracks in Mansfield Township. In August, officials say a teenager named Matthew died when he was hit by a train as he crossed the tracks. According to their presentation, the transit company said $19 million will help in investing in repair and new vehicles, installing fences, and more to help with safety. In Palmyra, Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Are you a real-life Rocky? Mural Arts is looking for people who embody the spirit of an underdog persevering against all odds, and no boxing experience is necessary. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The Philadelphia Visitor Center Corporation is organizing Rocky Fests and has partnered with Mural Arts of Philadelphia to create a mural depicting four real-life individuals who embody the spirit of the fictitious character Rocky Balboa. The public has until Friday to make their submissions. Jane Goldman is the executive director of Mural Arts Philadelphia.
We are looking for people who are fearless and tenacious and really determined and follow their beliefs and their passions.
The mural will adorn the Rocky Shop next to the Rocky statue, which is situated near the bottom of the Philadelphia Museum of Art steps. More information can be found at phlvisitorcenter.com. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.